I want to encourage you, inspire you, empower you today to recognize your worth, embrace your freedom, and attract love and wealth. I'm so happy to be back with you. I am here to help you start right so you can end right. And what does that mean? That means that the way you start your day is the way your day is going to flow. That's the way your day is going to go. And that's the way your day is going to end up. It's all up to you, really, to determine how your day is going to start. I'm here to share some encouragement. You know, a lot of times we are down and out. We feel like we don't have a friend in the world or we can't make it. And we just need a little bit of encouragement. So I'm here to encourage you to, in whatever way you need me to, I just like to know how I can help you, how I can make your outlooks better. You know, how I can help you with whatever situation you may be facing right now. You are here because you are trying to, if you want to get more information about starting right so you can end. A few days ago, I talked about making a decision. So getting up in the morning, even before you get up in the morning, making the decision to have a great day. We think that the day is supposed to just automatically be good, but the day doesn't automatically become good because it's a new day. The day is good because you decide it's going to be good. You decide that your day is going to start out, it's going to be wonderful, you're going to have a fantastic day, you're going to meet all your goals for that day or your task, or you're going to give yourself a break if you don't. Now, when you do that, your day starts out right. Before you even get out of bed, your day is starting right. As you go through the day, you have a better chance of having success. I encourage everyone that I know, think about how you want your day to start even before you get out of the bed. Sometimes even before we get out of bed, we may have had a bad dream and that puts us in a negative mindset. We may have thoughts before we get up about things we dread for the day, but that's just not a good way to start. We have to learn to control our thoughts and make a decision because we control our minds, not those random thoughts that pop up in our heads. Those are, you know, I call them lies. Okay, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. But the good ones, keep those. The other ones, throw them out and say, okay, we're going to start over for the day. So start your day out right. And as you go through that day, you'll find that you're going to have so much more success. You're going to have more joy, more peace, more harmony. But again, it all starts with a decision that you make before you even put your feet on the floor. For many, and I shared that I meditate before I get up in the morning. I center myself for the day because it's important to do that. And I say my mantra. And my mantra is, today is a wonderful day. Miracles and money are coming my way. That is how I start my day. And trust me, I do that and I get miracles. I get money. I get what I need in order for that day to be blessed, the day to be wonderful. My day goes well, it flows well, and it ends up well. At the end of the day, I can have such gratitude in my heart for the wonderfulness of it. So what do you do to start your day? And I have no judgment here for you. No, I just want to encourage you to start to think about, especially as we begin this week, this new day, to make a decision that your day is going to be amazing, that you don't have to know how it's going to be amazing. You don't have to have a plan necessarily in place, but I want you to start your day on the right foot before you get out of bed. If you started the day and it's already gone wrong, I mentioned before that you stop, you center yourself, you do a 1 or 2 minute meditation, and you just make a decision right then that the day is going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful. The rest of the day is, and it turns it around for you. And I think that's one of the biggest, secrets that a lot of people just really don't know. How can I turn my day around when it's already going bad? Well, you get in there and you decide that it's going to be wonderful. So this morning I was looking on my television and a lot of people start their day with exercise, which I think is fantastic. I'm going to show you what I was looking at this morning. It's like an old exercise program by Jack LaLanne. Now and this is in black and white, so, you know, don't trip out on it, okay? But he is just upbeat. And if you need this type of upbeatness in your life in the morning, then I think you should take a look at it. Take a look at it for a couple of minutes, and he's going to show you how to get healthy, how to be positive, and it's fun, right? So here it is.
Hey, it's Howard. And I sure appreciate your support. support, which I need very, very badly. If you appreciate what I'm doing.
This is what I was watching this morning. Tell your friend about in black and white.
Show on this station every day. When you do that, just send somebody a card or a telephone or maybe not doing your shopping. Just tell them about our little get together. We have to work this thing out together as a team, you know? You're there and I'm here. What a team we're gonna make, huh?
See, he's all positive, right?
Excited about it? Smile. Keep it smile. Now, here is a movement that's very, very good.
So he's going to give us another exercise.
Bend over. Feel. Have a little bit too much fast, flabby fast there, huh? All right, we're going to show you a nice, simple bending exercise. Heels together, knees stiff. We're going to bend first to the right, then to the left. Ready, begin. One, two, and three, four, and right.
Pretty cool, huh? And this is so simple. He doesn't do anything complicated to help you get in shape. But a lot of times these days, we have so many people who make things look so complicated. But it's side to side crunches. Great, right? And he's so positive and upbeat. That's a great way to start. Great way to start your day, right? And he's so encouraging. We all need the encouragement for the day. So if you have, I think it's on MeTV. This is one of those old shows on MeTV. I have this MeTV app and I turned it on this morning just to see what was on there. And Jack LaLanne was on there. And he was like one of the most positive exercise and fitness and nutrition people. And he really encouraged people to get out, be healthy, be happy, be positive. And I love that about him. I love that about back in the, I guess I may have been in the 50s. I'm not really sure. Just starting out the day in a positive mental attitude. And if you haven't, there's a book called Success with a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill. One of the books that I've read and I got so much from it. And he said, we have this, it's like a coin that we carry in our psyche. It's one side is a P and the other side is an N. The one side of the coin is a P, one side is an N. The P for positive, the N for negative, and you determine what side of the coin you're going to live on, right? If you find yourself with on the N side, then flip it over to the P side, which is P for positive, positive mental attitude. And when I highly recommend that you get that book, it's on Amazon. They have the audio version of the book if you don't really have the time to read or sit down and read a book. But yeah, even with that, I really recommend that you do find time to sit down and read, because that's meditative as well. That gets you out of your own mind and into something else that's positive and life affirming, especially if it's a book, a self-development book, which I love. I'm a personal development coach and I love these books that really get you going toward a positive mental attitude, a positive life, to get so much more out of life than we typically see in society. Because right now, there's so many things that are negative. The only thing that's really positive right now are the Olympics. How many of you are watching the Olympics? I love the Olympics because I get to see the world athletes go in and compete in goodwill. And it's so wonderful to see that. If you can, tune into the Olympics. Don't tune into the news. Don't tune into gossip TV or reality TV, all the negativity out there. Definitely tune in to, that's the only time I really watch TV right now, is to watch the Olympics. Tune in to only positive. Turn the channel to positive news, positive information, positive people, and only invite positive people into your life. I want to encourage you. And for those of you who need a little bit more encouragement and you want to talk with me one-on-one, definitely connect with me. I'm on Facebook, S.A. Gregory. Connect with me there and we can chat and Messenger. If you want to go to visit my website, SamanthaGregory.com, and learn a little bit more about me and about the free training that I have there for you. It's all about natural stress management methods so that you can deal with the stress in your life, learn how to be more positive, then definitely check that out. I hope you enjoy it and that you can apply those things, because it's so super simple ways to reduce your stress. Let me share a little bit about my stress level and why I created this training. I guess about 10 years ago, I was going through an extremely stressful time in my life. I was in a relationship that was abusive and it was really affecting my health. And not just my health, but my mental, emotional well-being. I was in this relationship and it was, wow, how can I put it? I'm a Christian. And it was so important to me to be a good Christian, to be a good wife in this relationship and to really give of myself to my family, to my then husband. Me being in that relationship, it was way more than I anticipated, put it like that. So there was the mental abuse, emotional abuse, there was some financial abuse, sexual abuse, there was a lot going on. My body was under extreme stress because when you're trying to be good and trying to do good and you're trying to be the best you can be and you're not trying to, you kind of person, you don't like making waves and you don't want to make other people feel bad. You have a pretty much codependent personality, then it's really hard to stand up for yourself. But I remembered while I was going through this, I'm a really strong person. And why am I taking this? This is ridiculous. Going through it, I was suppressing a lot. It was horrible because he took advantage of that. And that was the hard part. And he was abusing my child, abusing me until I came to my senses. But the thing about it is, even though you get out of situations, you still have post-traumatic stress disorder. You still have flashbacks. You still have in your body, you're feeling all the anxiety and the pain and the fear. And my body from that point on was like, you know what? I can't handle it. And so I found myself as a woman, you know, we go through different phases of our development. So of course, when you're a woman, you're supposed to have your cycle and all that. But my body decided to say, you know what? I'm done. Fortunately, I didn't have Stockholm syndrome, which so many women have, and they just live in the situation and think it's okay because they've been brainwashed. But I didn't have that. But I did get out, but my body was going down. I went into premature menopause. I was 32, I think. Yeah, I was 32. So hot night sweats, hot flashes, all kinds of stuff. My bone density was diminishing. It was horrible. I had to finally say enough is enough. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. So my doctor wanted to put me on, because I went to premature ovarian failure, and my doctor wanted to put me on hormone replacement therapy. But I'm not really big into medication. I said, I need to find a better way, because being on this therapy is not going to help me deal with the stress, the mental and emotional stress that I was facing. I had to deal with that because that's the underlying reason for my medical conditions. I did some research. I got back to nature. I got back to what I'd learned growing up about natural health. And I just started applying that to my life. Now I just refuse to have stress in my life. Can't have it. If I do, I go the other direction. I can't have stressful people in my life. I can't have people trying to manipulate and control and discourage and be negative with me, because it causes me stress, because I'm what's called an empath. I feel deeply other people's emotions and feelings, and it's just a part of who I am. That's what makes me a compassionate person. That's what makes me want to encourage people. That's what makes me want to give so much to people, because I love to see people succeed. I love to see them doing well. I love to see them feeling positive about their lives. By me having this personality by me taking on so much of other people's emotions, then it causes me to be highly stressed if they happen to be negative. If they happen to be just, I don't say bad people, because people make choices. If they're not positive, if they're not affirming, if they have a negative viewpoint of life, it's completely draining. And I take on that. So I have to protect myself. And some people see it as being standoffish. They see it as being rude. They see it as being conceited. But because I know when I get involved with people, I get involved full in, because I love people to the deepest part of myself. I'm not able to separate that. I can't dissociate myself and my feelings and their feelings. I don't know if that's something I want to work on, because I don't want to lose that compassion. I don't want to lose that sense of who I am. But at the same time, I've had to learn how to set boundaries. I've had to learn how to, you know, let people, release situations, because if I don't do that, then it causes me to go into a health crisis, and I really don't want to do that. So I'm teaching other people how to set those boundaries, how to discover who you are, how to be the best version of yourself, but at the same time, how to release things, people, situations that will drag you down and make you feel like you have to
give up your entire self and identity in order to please other people. Releasing is such a powerful thing to do. I love helping people understand what their power is, because I felt powerless in those situations for so long. My self-esteem was low. The way I performed in the world was low. I was finding myself being depressed and shut off from the world because I didn't know how to control what was happening in my life. But then I learned, this is one motto I learned. I said, people make choices, and I can't make people do anything they don't want to do. And the same goes for me. And learning how to accept that people make choices, and I can't make them do anything, but at the same time, they can't make me do anything either. So I choose to live in love and passion, empowerment, and I choose to help people, encouraging, inspiring, and empowering them to recognize their worth, embrace their freedom, and attract the love and wealth that they truly deserve. I believe that every person on this planet deserves love. I believe every person on this planet deserves to live a life that they were created to live. And we're always evolving. People will try to force their will, but you have a will of your own. And you have that, you can set up your boundaries. And I like to set up boundaries in terms of, and I like to look at it as a fence, like a chain link fence, not a wall. Because a chain link fence, a wall keeps them out, it keeps you in, blocked in, right? But a fence, it protects you, but it also gives you access to other people. But it also says, you know what, something's here, you can't cross that line with me, and it's important for you to build these fences around your life, let people in, because fence always has a door. Right? There's always a way in and a way out. And you can choose who you let into your life. And if you choose not to let people who are negative, who are destructive, who are draining into your life, then don't do it. Don't do it. Just remain discriminating, discerning. Pray for discernment. You know, is this person? And trust me, your heart knows. But we have to learn to listen to our hearts a little bit better. And when we do that, have you noticed that children and animals, they have a keen sense of instinct? And when a person comes around them that's negative, that has a bad spirit, kids and animals know. They know when you have a negative personality. They know when you're not good for them, and they will not come to you. And it's so crazy because little kids always come up to me and they stand there and they smile and they, you know, cause I talk to them, you know, cause they're little people and they're intelligent and they know when you have good feelings toward them. And same with animals. The animals come and they just, dogs, cats or whatever, they just come and they just hang around. They want to be petted. They want me to love on them. And I do. I think that's really important for you to learn how to be just as discerning as children and little animals as well. Because when you are able to do that, then you let go of so many situations and circumstances and people who could come in and destroy your peace of mind, who can come in and destroy your joy. But you don't have to let them do that. I just want to thank you all for taking the time out of your morning and for listening to my positive rant, I guess I'm going to call it a positive rant. How to set your boundaries, how to start your day out right so it ends up right. Go to SamanthaGregory.com and you can learn more about me, about what I do. I'm a personal development coach and consultant, and I love empowering people. You can grab my free training. It's a stress management guide. It has said it's for women, but for anybody can actually look at it. I pray that you go through your day and that you've already made the decision that the day is going to be a wonderful day. I'm just here to share some lessons from my life because I think they can really help and impact other people positively and help you live the life that you love and really get the most out of it. And as you do that, as you go along your day, hopefully the nuggets that I share with you will bless you and make you feel that you can do anything that you want to do in this life. You can reach any goal that you have set out for yourself and that life is going to be worth living. Take care, and I hope that you have an amazing day.